Augusta. Hey, Augusta. Hey, Augusta.
All right, look, we go old school. Go ahead. So the dude, so LA Davis gets shot.
No,
I mean, his cameraman.
LA Davis, cameraman.
His cameraman.
He gets shot. Yeah. If it's, you pay for it, it's a thing where his man, LA Davis, runs out,
yeah,
gives something on news reporter. Like, you pay for it.
Let me tell him. It's a news reporter here in St. Louis,
consumer report,
man.
Like thing.
And he will pretty much walk up on just about anybody who's been reported as being corrupt.
Mishandling some tax dollars.
Or money,
you
anything.
You pay for it.
He will walk up on them with a news camera unannounced. And some people get mad at him and stuff like that. Well, somebody got pretty fed up at a Toyota one time and actually shot. Now, this is St. Louis. This is St. Louis shit that's going on here. And we letting you guys know. So his cameraman and him actually approached the guy at a tow yard. They think, you know, you heard pow, pow. The camera guy, he stumbled a little bit. Well, lo and behold, the cameraman actually did get shot on camera while he was taping.
Yeah.
While he
was at
work.
Did he fall? Like, what?
Oh, he was pretty, man, I want to say he held the camera a little bit, but probably after he seen blood on his K-Swiss. You know, all cameramen wear K-Swiss. All of them do.
The standard.
With the big soles. Yeah, they do. All of them do.
Is it for comfort?
Comfort and for
50-pound camera.
Riding from running from people shooting at you because you.
Well, they should. I don't feel like they should have been in Wellston anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what, Brent?
You know, I'm talking about him robbing up for the camera in Wellston.
Oh, nah, cause yeah, that's true. That's true.
And it's like, oh yeah, we pay for it, and then
you pay for it too,
right?
You pay for
with your ass and your leg that I just shot you in. Hey, look, this is another edition, man, of Straight Out of Low Cash, and we are back, man. We really appreciate everybody that's listening and sending us those emails. And man, look, I appreciate you. And I'm Javon Bibbs right now. You can follow.
We got sponsors, man.
We do have a sponsor.
We got a sponsor, man. We're going to actually shoot a commercial, though, for it at some point. But we going to shout them out now, though, if you can get hooked. You know, look, it's dope headphones. Something you use anyway. You
I'm
listen to
some.
Podcasts. Yeah, Javon's already from
what
about
they call it?
Tweaked Audio. Let me
tweaked
give y'all
audio.
A little bit about them, though. There's six styles. They have California, Porur, Porur 2, Classic, and Natural. Different colors.
Okay.
Red, blue, green, yellow, black, wood, which is not a color, it says.
Okay.
Mic and non-mic versions are available, so you can use it for the Bluetooth. Or, I mean,
okay.
Not Bluetooth, but, you know, headset and all that. Designed to sound great for music and talk. Noise reducing design, compatible iPods, iPhones, Android devices, all MP3
Woo.
Players, and most phones.
Woo! Keep reading. Woo!
And for all listeners to Straight Out of Low Cash,
what?
You get 30, one-third off of them, period. 33% off, period.
Please try to locate. Look,
33% off, and you put SOLC in for your discount code.
Okay, that's your discount code. SOLC. You put that in, you're gonna get a discount code. You say it's 33%
off. 33%
off,
free
Man.
Shipping, lifetime warranty.
You can't beat that.
The website is tweakedaudio.com. Tweaked.
Spell it.
TWEAKEDO. No, shit, I'm fucked up.
www.tweakedaudio.com. That nigga spell audio.
Or are you sure?
Yes.
AUDIO.
So yeah, it's tweakedaudio.com, man. Go in there and just, you know, order something.
Yeah.
I'm ordering something.
Also, you can also help us out on the Joel Osteen telethon we are doing on Straight Out Low Cash. StraightOLC.podbean.com. You can throw us some money there, you know, because we finna try to get these cameras popping. If we can do a live show once
we're gonna
a month.
Do it.
Also, with these headphones, we can get close to this live show with the cameras as well. So you might, I would say, go ahead
and
buy the headphones.
At least you can
get something back from them. At least
and
help out the show.
Yep, and you can hear us in high def.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I'm gonna have to gripe on this episode too, man. A little bit about Comic View.
Okay.
We'll
do some housekeeping. First off, how you been though, Javon?
Man, I've been good, man.
We're going to let you rant in a second.
I went to Wisconsin.
Yeah, you went up there for Wisconsin Dells, you were telling me.
Yeah, Wisconsin Dells, man. It was like, the shit was country and shit. But
What did it remind you of, like, somewhere other people might know?
Have you ever seen the movie Wrong Turn before?
Wrong Turn.
No, I'm saying it looked like that's where they may have filmed it at. It was a lot of wrong turnish looking
going
people.
On there.
Yeah, but no, it was pretty cool, man. We stayed at a nice spot, nice resort.
Kevin,
I promise to God, my first two hours there, I only saw about three black people.
The first two days.
I said 2 hours. Like, first two hours there,
yeah.
I only saw about two black people. For real, like, black, like, oh, man.
That's
you look,
brother.
Yeah, dude, where you from? Oh, man, I'm from Chicago. Oh, man.
I'm from Detroit.
I'm not, but I'm from St. Louis, Midwest. Like, you gotta, yeah, so.
Teddy, what's been going on, brother?
Nothing, man. Happy that baseball season's over for me.
See, you good to go.
So I can relax with these kids. So, yeah, we're good, man.
All right. Ren, what's been going on, brother?
Nothing. Check. Nothing much. Just coming back from summer rain.
I heard you got sick.
Dude, super sick.
Ooh.
Super sick.
Well, did you shit a little bit or did you?
Nah, shit. Shit it out my mouth.
That's the worst kind.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
All right. What's going on issues? I guess she ain't going to be no guest for a while.
Right.
She got us in trouble.
Yeah.
With the bruh episode. But also, a lot of people love the bruh episode, too, though. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, no. I think we got more people that love
that episode. Dude had a hashtag on Twitter. I'm not using bruh. That he had. What was his name? He had hit you up, though, and everything, too.
Yeah.
So, Brendlin got a lot of love. A lot of people hit you up and tweeted you, didn't they?
They did.
So it was brother out there like, yo, I ain't using bruh no more. Thank you, Brendlin. You know,
like,
thank you to
Stroud Locash
and Brendlin for making me not saying bruh no more. I was like, damn, it was a movement. I was like, damn, okay, shit.
Y'all better start saying fool like me.
I see a lot of dudes now saying bro.
Yeah. Mine is brethren. Mine is brethren. I've been saying brethren.
I say, what's up, fool? Like, I say, Teddy, y'all know I'm good. I've been saying fool for, like, my whole life. Probably it's on the Mensa Society shit. I think they were saying fool on there.
Mm-hmm.
You've been all good, though. Let everybody know where they catch up at once again, though.
BrendaLynnMarie.com is the website. BrendaLynnMarie on Twitter and Instagram as well.
All right. Let's get into the mailbag right quick. I mean, Micah hit us up with a couple of them. He said, yo, D, the media has been talking about race way too much, and I bet that way Zimmerman been pulled over by a cop for speeding. Okay. He's referencing the situation when Zimmerman's Texas. The dude took a picture. The cop took a picture of his license, like it was like a thing, like he wanted him to sign it and shit almost.
What?
Like it was
like
a souvenir.
Trying to make him famous.
Yeah, like he was like, ooh, snap, you George Zimmerman. Let me take a picture of your license. And he let him go, though. No ticket, no nothing. He was speeding.
I know he did.
He had the gun that he shot Trayvon in the car, too, though. He searched for it. It was in the glove compartment.
The same gun?
Same gun.
Wow. You better keep that with him for the rest of his life.
Yeah. I wonder if he lives in Texas now. Like, fuck it. He had to leave Florida, I'm assuming.
Yeah, he probably.
And Texas is a state that you can shoot people even more than Florida.
I don't know if it's as bad as Florida, dog. I know they gun laws.
I know their gun laws are more lenient than Florida. Arizona too.
But I'm thinking they gun laws might, because you don't hear about like no shit like this happening. Like Florida has recently been known for a lot of
dumb
from
shit,
the tax shit to
the 2000 election
to the girl losing, letting her kids run on the parking lot at the Lil Wayne concert.
Casey Anthony.
Yeah.
Texas,
yeah, you heard about that, right?
The chick that left her kids in the car
for the Lil Wayne concert. You know, she was a. I hit her up though too. For
bad
an interview.
Salts.
I hit her up for an interview.
What she's like?
She declined.
What she's? She really? She actually?
She
said
asked
no.
She's like, no, I can't do that right now. I'm with my lawyers and my PR and my image.
We're trying to help your image though.
Right, we're trying to give you a chance to explain.
I mean, but she said lawyer though, so I was like, oh, I ain't gonna fuck with you. You're talking about lawyer though. But she said my image though. I was like, your image. You a hood rat.
We bombed on you.
I ain't gonna say that because I want her to do the interview still.
Okay, she's still a hood rat to me.
For real.
Well, she's
like okay, what's a hood? If hood rat levels could top.
Oh,
up
she's
at 10,
an 8 or 9.
If she's
you left your kids running around a parking lot while you went to a Lil Wayne concert.
I'm gonna give her 11.3.
I'm gonna say
above a 10.
Yeah,
it's gotta be because think about it. Them concerts is not.
I was
short,
thinking
nigga.
I was thinking a 10 would be your mom fucking one of your boys in front of you.
That
would be 10.
Yeah,
no, I've heard that happening before.
Yeah, I have too. Shit.
Say what?
Where a dude and walked in on his boy fucking his mama.
No, not his mama.
Yeah, like if you.
Oh, so shit.
The hood rat. The mama's a hood rat.
Yeah, the mama's a hood rat.
I thought you were saying, like.
No, no, like, say, for instance, though, you had a homeboy, and you was fucking your boy's mom, and he walked in on you.
Okay.
Hood rat.
Yeah.
You guys might not want to invite me to the show that
Why
you
not?
Guys interview her
Why?
On.
Why not? Because you're going to go in on her?
I mean, I'm a mom. I would never leave my kid in the car.
No, they leave him in the car. They're running around the
parking lot. Oh, they were running around the parking lot, which makes it even worse.
No, she told him, but she said, like, you can get told to get out.
Nine times out of ten, she probably left them in the car and she told them, do not get out.
No, 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 no. Then they said, did she tell the kids, like, get out or something, though, if y'all get hot or something like that? When is something like that, Javon?
Get out
of the car. No,
get out the car. She said, get out the car.
No, she said, y'all can get out, but just, like, stay on the parking lot type.
What kind of shit is that?
A 5 and a 3-year-old.
Oh, okay. We can watch ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't let my son walk across a parking lot without holding my hand.
And he's 6, like, right?
Right, my son 5. Yeah. He'll be 6 next month.
And she gave him a bag of rap snacks.
Right. Did the
she?
Little Romeo honey. And them honey was
good. The honey was good as a motherfucker. Though, they addictive as a motherfucker.
Yeah, I definitely prefer the Pretty Willy ones, though.
Oh,
they kind of hard
pretty
to find.
Ones?
They yeah. did. Yeah.
Well, what about them Young Jock ones? The
Little Romeo was the best.
The Little Romeos are the best.
What Master P had some, too, though. What was his?
I don't know, but Lil Romeo's the best.
Lil Romeo's the one staying locked in.
Lil Romeo, nah, look. This is how you know. This how you niggas. Know how good Rap Snacks is. They still actually sell Rap Snacks right now.
Right. And Lil Romeo too. He ain't even popular.
You can go get
Young Jock not popular, and he on the front of the back.
Lil Romeo Rap
Snacks. It's that same pitch.
And Young Jock.
Exactly.
And they don't want to change it because you know, like, I'm getting the Lil Romeo.
And white
brand recognition.
Look, I'm gonna say this for some white folks that might not know what Rap Snacks. Are. Okay, not even
especially
wife
for Yager though. Yager over in Belgium.
I ain't even gonna just say wife. I'm just saying anybody
yeah,
who doesn't
know
right. I don't know. So just I scratched that renege on that white folks statement. I don't know. I'm just saying anybody who doesn't know what Rap Snacks are, it's a brand of potato chips. I don't know who came up with this, but they took rappers.
Guess who does them though?
Oh.
I found out who does them.
Oh.
The same people that do Red Hot Ripplers.
Surprise.
OVN does them.
Are you surprised?
Mm-hmm.
And that's like based in St. Louis, right?
Mm. Well, one of these spots is in St. Louis, yeah.
And it almost seems like it's like a ploy because you really can't eat Rap Snacks or Red Hot Ripplers without a vest soda.
You can't. You ain't supposed to.
You definitely gotta get
grape.
You gotta get a grape or a peach.
Ain't it illegal though to do that without?
I think so. I think so. You definitely gotta get a vest in a can. And
cream soda.
Yep. All right. Mentioning Florida, Mike has another email for it. Investigators were looking into why people are selling drugs like before in Tampa. If that doesn't sound like a system in place to fuck us, I don't know what does.
You talking about how the girl caught up on?
Yeah,
the
when they was there, you know that girl that got caught up with the on
the taxes.
On taxes, she was stealing like what, $20 million in taxes?
Yeah, 21 million.
The chick from here?
No, she's from Florida.
She got,
okay. She got 21 years in jail.
Okay.
So. But the reason they figured it out because they said the area didn't have enough drug trafficking, so they figured niggas was over there doing something else illegal. That's how they started investigating.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
Okay.
They're like, hold on, man. Ain't enough crack pushing over here.
Normally. What the fuck is Tyrone?
You out here at 6.
Saturday,
it's 6.
Hey, anybody seen Tyrone?
Y'all ain't seen Lil Gerald. Nobody Lil
Gerald.
Okay. Yeah, some shit going on, man. Lil Gerald always used to be right here. I always roll up on him and say, hey, man, what you
right
doing?
Right here at this bus stop.
Same spot. He ain't here. He ain't been here.
Well, that's all 5 emails this week, though. But let's go on to your rant, man. Let's go on to your rant first.
Nah, I'm saying this ain't even a for real rant, man. Because, you know, I'm not big on why somebody didn't pick me to do something or whatever. But I just feel like, man, because the new season of Comic View is starting. And, you know, shout out to all my partners that's on it. Lil Real, K-Dub, Bobby J, Keisha Hunt. I'm trying to think who else is on there. Touray. Touray. Rob Stapleton, man. Shout out to all the comics, man. I know y'all going to rock it and do y'all thing. My only gripe, thing is that I feel like my city represents some of the funniest people on earth. So, when you got 4 of the funniest people from my city, East St. Louis, St. Louis, representing on stage, and I feel like we held it down, and I don't feel like that. I'm a realist. Anybody who know me, y'all know, if I didn't do good, I'm going to tell y'all. I would tell any, I don't have no problem with somebody telling somebody, man, I bombed, I got booed, anything like that. Now, with auditions went dope. Like, everybody who auditioned or saw me audition, anybody who saw other people audition, we'd tell each other the truth. People was walking up, this, that, and the other. I felt good about my performance. A lot of people, I felt good about my boy Hot Sauce, Brandon Hot Sauce Glover, his performance. Willie Lynch Jr., you got a standing O. I didn't get a chance to see Arvin, but I'm pretty sure Arvin rocked it out in L.A. because, like, you know, Arvin is funny as shit. But, like, for nobody, I'm like, dude, nobody from St. Louis got picked to be on Comedy View. Like, wow. Come on, man. We this the home of Red Fox, man. Like, said entertainer. Like, y'all got to throw somebody on there from St. Louis.
Dick Gregory. So,
Dick Gregory, right, exactly.
But Arvin was on Comedy View for a while, right?
Arvin did Comedy View, yeah.
He hosted.
Right, yeah. That's what I thought.
Javon, yeah. So I was going to ask that, too. So because you've done
No, all them other dudes he's named, though, have been on there probably 50 times, though.
Arvin did it, like, 3 times, like, you know, and...
But the people he named that's going to be on there have done it 50 times, too. Though.
Yeah, I mean, people have done it a lot of times, but now you're going to see, I'm going to tell you, dude, some monsters on that show, definitely K-Dub.
K-Dub is funny, too.
I'm trying to think, Keisha Hunt, very funny, man. It's a lot of people on there.
Mentioning Little Real, though, I saw an interview. Did you see the interview with Kenan Ivory Wayans? We talked about in Living Color, why it didn't pop.
No, I didn't get a chance to see the interview.
Yeah, he it's interesting.
You're talking about the new one.
The new one that was going to pop. He said that, internet fucked up his perspective of sketch comedy, because if they come out with, like with the thing with Riley Cooper, we're going to talk about when I'm saying the word nigga and everything, right?
Right.
Me, you, and Javon can go do a sketch tomorrow and it's blow up. But you got to wait another month for our show to come out
right.
on A Living Color. Like, right. Back in the day, though, there wasn't another avenue for people to see, like, make a joke before it happened. You had to be first to the punch.
Right. Yeah.
So, and me and you could go do a sketch on YouTube and it blow up, and then they do it a month later because it take that much time for the show to come on. It's like, oh, these niggas corny. They stealing this shit. They stole from them niggas on YouTube. So he said he didn't think it was going to be fresh enough, so he said he going to do something different.
That's cool.
He said it was funny. He said he just didn't think, like, the jokes would be able to stand time,
yeah.
Or it's so fast, fast.
Yeah, I mean, it's the speed of light now, dog. Like, you can't we deal with that now, just on the podcast, because we're recording. So by the time they get it, people have already discussed it for so much.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
But people do like to hear our opinions on shit.
Oh no. Yeah. I'm saying, I mean, you just can't do that with comedy. That's
yeah,
what I'm saying.
That's yeah.
Well, I think they came with a lot of originality too, though.
On A Living Color,
yeah.
Trendset, but like, yeah. I mean, with now, like, you know, with that being trendset. We didn't have the internet, so you couldn't really get online and see no shit as funny as that. Like, now you get online, you can see some dudes like us just sitting in the room.
Or like our podcast, even though, like, dude, you can be like, I'm just not going to watch TV at all and just watch YouTube and listen to podcasts.
Exactly. Man. Exactly. You got more avenues to listen to different things now. But back to my gripe on Comedy View. My gripe on Comedy View is that, you know, and like I said, please, anybody listening to this, this ain't me just like, oh, man, I didn't get out, because I don't really give a shit. I'm telling you the honest to God truth. Anybody that knows me will tell you the honest to God truth. This is how I feel. If I don't get picked, I don't care. But in this case, I somewhat do, because it's like a reflection of, like, man, ain't nobody from St. Louis, they're fun. Like, dude, I'm funnier than a lot of comics. I don't go out and say that, but it's the truth. And for me, or anybody, and Willie Lynch Jr., funnier than a lot of comics. Hot Sauce, funny than a lot of comics. Arvin Mitchell, funny than a lot of...
Carmen, did she try him?
Carmen, another one. You know what I'm saying? Did nobody from St. Louis get picked? So, and this ain't about, okay, they just weren't funny. I know audition tapes are floating around somewhere, and, you know, I'm a great judge of who's funny, who ain't funny, and the people that's on the show are funny. Don't get it twisted. They are funny. I'm just saying... For my city, not nobody from St. Louis to be on there, I think it's a little like, I don't know what word I'm looking for.
Bias?
Not even bias, but it's almost come on.
Like, they underappreciating the city.
Dude, I'm saying this the home of Red Fox. This the home of City Entertainer. Like, we have funny people here every day. You know what I'm saying? And like, for somebody like on my level, or like I say, Willie level, Arvin, he above us. So I just look at it like, man, we've been grinding hard enough. All of us shouldn't have got overlooked. I'm going to say it that way. Somebody out of all of us that auditioned should have gotten picked to do Comedy View. And I will say that. So I don't know how the picking process went. But I really hope, and I'm not saying it's being sarcastic or nothing, but I really hope it's a great season in Comedy View, because I'm supporting everybody that's on there, because they all my friends, man. Yeah. But, you know, I'm just saying, for St. Louis, look, somebody need to be on there from St. Louis. Point blank, period. I don't care who it is. I'm honest to God, on my dead sister, I don't care who it is. Somebody from St. Louis need to be on Comedy View. I'm going to just say that. I'm going to start a petition.
All right. Hey.
I sign it.
All right. Hey,
so this segment is going to be mostly about sports fucked up shit. So we got Riley Cooper calling people niggas.
Oh, so you got balls now, huh? You got balls.
The funny thing is, though, is that the thing that's getting lost in it, because, okay, if anybody doesn't know, though, Riley Cooper, wide receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles. He was at a Cody Chesney concert. And
you going to play it real?
You going to play it for us real? But he's talking to a female security person because he wanted to go backstage and meet Kitty Chesney. And she wouldn't let him backstage. But
it was a black chick.
Yeah. That's why he said,
I fight every nigga in here, bro.
Yeah.
I mean,
you played it from there?
How many niggas there?
that is a major question.
Not at the Kody Chesney. I'm sure it was.
At Kitty Chesney?
Kitty like Chesney, Cody, well, whatever the fuck
he's gonna
is
have
Kody
like,
Chesney.
He's
going to
have like
singer,
one fight.
Oh, shit.
When white dudes get their hair in a ponytail, they'll fight anybody.
Dude, this will. All right, here we go, folks. Y'all can hear it. Riley Cooper. Rewind that round.
I don't think they can hear it.
Yeah.
I will fight every nigger here. So who was it? Somebody came up to try to defend him.
Michael Vick. Michael Vick just know anything that happened to anybody, though, is like, woo, most stress off of me. Right. That nigga, I know Michael Vick happy when other shit happened to other NFL players. He'd be like, well, and he got to take the high road of like, you know what, we got, but he'd be in his mind, I know he'd be like, thank you, keep on coming out with scandals. The dude, Aaron Hernandez, shooting people, yes. Every time something happened, though, it pushed him farther and farther into the background.
No, Mike Vick, you better believe, no matter how far you get pushed, yeah, it's going to be a white person going to say, what about those dogs?
Yeah.
Never.
But he said, but the thing is messed up, though. He was like, people, you know, this whole conversation has got convoluted because now it gets to discussion once again of who can use the word nigga and how they use it and things like that. And they get moves in the fact that he was like being malicious when he said it. It wasn't like he was like saying a Dr. Dre song and accidentally was like, you know, talking about me and all my niggas in the Cadillac. That's still kind of still fraudulent, but it's different than be like, fuck with all the niggas up in here. That's
He said, I'll be every nigger. Nigger.
He said, I'll fight every nigger.
I'm talking about straight.
Yeah, he didn't say nigger.
He said nigger. Nigger.
Yeah. He's talking about he straight got Rosewood with it. Like, I'll fight every nigger in here, bro. I'm like, what the? Hey,
so you know during practice, every brother that is assigned to during scrimmage.
Well, they got him suspended right now.
I'm going to say this. This is anybody that's in the NFL and listening, man, I'm talking about try to push his ribs through his spine. I don't care. Like, I'm saying, for real.
My thing is, though, he looked like a motherfucker that would say the word nigga, though. So I'm not really that shocked because it's not like he was like a dude.
It's not like Tim Tebow.
I'm going to say this, dog.
Now, that'd be funny if Tim Tebow said nigga, though.
And then kneeled right after he said it. Hey, but dog, but with this
Jesus
dude,
name.
With Riley though, man, I'm gonna say this, dude.
He might not want to play this year though.
Man, I guarantee you.
If he catch the ball up the middle,
hey, that's what I'm saying. He come across the middle, dude.
I guarantee you, somebody is going. I'm calling it right now. Anybody want to put $1,000 on it? I guarantee he gonna be injured. I'm being for real. Somebody gonna try to kill him.
Break the record and concussion.
Ram, do you think somebody gonna injure him this season?
Yeah, he gonna have a concussion.
Because what you call already said he ain't fucking with LeSean McCoy. He was like, I thought he was cool and shit though. I mean, he I don't.
That's
fuck
his teammate.
Him. Yeah, LeSean McCoy, he's a starting running back.
Yeah.
You know, so he's like, I'm not fucking with him. So that's what it is though. You know?
I think people need to take a stance on shit like that. And like I think Eddie, my homeboy, who was on one last show, he put it best. Like, you know, some people be like, well, why can't we say it? Why do you want to say it?
Exactly. Why do you want to say it so bad?
Yeah, you know, saying why do you want to say the word? Like,
that was actually me that said that.
It was.
That was me.
Eddie said it too.
Yeah, but I said it first.
I don't know if you said it first, Earl. We going we talking about on that podcast.
Thank you. I just want to get my
people show want to hold their claim to fame, don't they?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, first. You know I said it first.
Email I'm like, yeah, that dude Eddie. I'm like, no, let me correct that before somebody.
I said it.
Yeah, y'all gonna email me mad at me and shit though. Y'all can at least email me, give me the props.
Give my credit,
yeah,
dude. But yeah,
no. So y'all think y'all injure him?
Injure him.
Keeping it more in sports though, Terrell Brown learns via Twitter he lost $2 million from his agent.
That's the worst fucking thing ever, man. That's horrible.
And you know he probably heard it through retweets too. Like, hold on, what the fuck? Retweet.
Right.
Dude lost $2 million from his agent and found out through Twitter, dog.
Because he didn't volunteer to do the workouts.
And he didn't know it was in his contract.
He didn't know it was in his contract. His agent didn't let him know.
So, hey.
He was
so,
like,
hey,
he called hey, me hey, like, hey, man, do I need to
hey,
go to
no, 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 no. Hey,
like,
Javon, Javon, Javon. So how that conversation go? When he called
hey, the I'm gonna be you gonna be the agent. He's gonna be the agent. I'm gonna be Terrell. All
right.
Ring.
Hey, hello.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Bibbs?
Hey, Terrell.
Hey, it's this thing. They tell me I gotta go to this practice thing coming up or whatever though. They said I gotta go though. Do I need to go to it?
Oh, practice.
Yeah, some practice thing. It says some, you know, thing I'm supposed to be at. You said that maybe in my contract or something. Can you check into that for me?
Let me look on here. You said, okay, let me see. I'm looking at, I'm actually online and I'm looking through my papers. It's saying about $2 million or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. But do I have to go to them?
Oh, shit. Let me see if they're still having it.
Because right now, though, because I'm seeing on Twitter, they saying I lost $2 million because I didn't go to this practice.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, shit. We'll get it back.
Keep in mind, though, Mr. Bibbs, that I don't have no endorsements, nothing, though. Like, that was in my money, though. And you, I mean, keep in mind.
Oh, man.
They say what? Then you tell me that speech that after four years,
Terrell,
I'm going to be broke anyway?
Terrell, I have a great idea, all right? All right. It's a product out. It's called Rap Snacks.
You got a hookup for Mr. Bibbs?
Man. La Romeo has the honey barbecue. Is it honey barbecue?
Yes, honey barbecue.
Man, they are selling off the shelves. They are selling off the shelves. With you, I'm
but
thinking maybe a honey mustard.
I'm not a rapper, though.
We're going to transition over. I'm going to get on the phone with Master P. I'll call you back.
Dude, and he fires his agent, though. $2 million, though.
Yeah, you should fire your agent.
$2 million?
Dude, fire your agent.
I'll try to sue him.
You can't. I'm Barim. This you hired the agent, so you can't sue the agent.
You probably could sue them for negligible something though. You may not get your $2 million, but you might get a little bit.
Dude, you might not get nothing back from that.
Was that all you was gonna get paid?
No. You gonna get $2 million a bonus for doing this volunteer workout.
It's an early camp.
But is he broke now or no?
Yeah, that's $2 million though.
I mean, $2 million is a lot, but
yeah. I ain't heard of Terrell Brown though, so I'm assuming this $2 million was gonna help him out because I ain't never heard this dude.
I mean, $2 million gonna help anybody.
He was supposed
out.
To get $3 million, and they took $2 million because
shit. He's
so he got $1 million still.
He got .925, so he got $925,000.
So he playing his whole season for $950,000?
No, he ain't playing his whole season for that much. That was just a bonus.
Oh, that was his bonus. Yeah. Okay. He a fast dude though. He got a 4.45 40.
Yeah, Terrell, good firing that dude, man. What the hell? He's in the brick on.
He got a daddy too. His daddy raised him. It says he's only got one parent listed as his dad, Robert Brown.
He don't have no mama.
This got his dad listed as his parent.
That's what it is.
He went to USC too, so he probably got some paper though stacked up from them Reggie Bush years when they was getting checks.
There you Reggie go. Bush getting checks.
Yeah, they bought his family a crib and his car and everything.
What?
So, agent dude.
I think they do that to everybody, man.
Yeah, but this dude was like a regular dude. Like, he was like, hey, I'm going to be your agent, though, right? And then he got to the draft, and he didn't want to let him be. He got another agent.
But
it was a dude in the hood, though. It wasn't like no real agent. It was like a dude, like your around the corner dude.
I'm sure he paid him something, though.
Yeah, but no, he did. He bought his parents a new crib.
No, I'm saying, I'm sure he gave a dude back some money.
Oh, no, he didn't, though. That's how he blew the whistle on him. That's how he got caught, because dude downed him out and went to ESPN.
Oh, and that's why they took the Heisman.
Mm-hmm, that's why they took the Heisman.
Reggie probably had a replica made of the Heisman and gave him the replica.
He probably like, they going to come for this shit, though. Can I get
I get what I'm saying. That's what I do. I get a replica made.
Actually,
I
give them the replica. And then try to give them the replica.
No, I'll get them the regular one and still keep the replica in my house. Like, it's the same damn thing. Like,
you ain't going to be able to take nobody with me being the Heisman.
Right.
Man. Keeping it in sports buffoonery. Floyd Mayweather broke up with his fiance, man, right? Mm. Selling her shit on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
He's selling all her shit that she had at the crib on eBay.
Why did they break up?
He said she was tripping, you know. I don't know what that means for Floyd.
Well, you know.
Let's go from a woman's perspective, though. Is that more of an insult than, you know?
That he's selling her shit?
Yeah, on eBay.
No, because he posted it on Instagram, too, and said he was opening an Instagram boutique, and that he was selling all.
She's still fine, though.
High price
Chantel's
shit.
Still fine.
She's
though.
Very beautiful. She is. But you also.
She ain't going to go down from this, though. That's the messed up part.
She ain't got that shit no more. You said what brand?
But, like, have you seen her closet? Yeah, like, she posted, like, yeah, this is her closet. Like, that's.
He's selling all that?
Yes, he's selling all of that.
So she going back to the project.
But his baby mama posted a picture, like, a month ago of him sleeping in the bed with her.
Yeah, but I heard he's got a wife, a girlfriend, and a fiance. He got like three chicks. They all know each other. Supposedly.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what his situation is. I follow his one baby mama. They got the two kids.
The main two
kids.
She's
my girl crush.
You talking about
Ms. Melissa, the light skin with the short hair?
Yeah. She was on that show that they tried to come out with.
Lena be on her with her. Lena be on the pictures with him.
Yeah,
they cousins. Well, I think Kiara. Wait, damn, I'm giving all business. Oh, okay, I don't know.
No, has she been on the Lena been on the show?
Yeah, okay, yeah. But I think like Kiara might be her cousin or something like that. But like Kiara, yeah, her real blood cousin. So, you know, I went to school with Kiara. That's the homegirl. Yeah. She's cool, man.
Mentioning that though, do you think that is the messed up that he's selling all this stuff?
I mean, not for real.
We all know that situation. Shit. I mean, he bought the shit. So
I'm
going to
say like this. When you get with somebody like that and you let them buy all shit for you, don't keep it at the house that they at. Keep it at another house. That way they can't come to that. You know what I'm saying? You got to be smart about this shit. She got comfortable. You had all the motherfucking shoes. You scared your cousin Talisa was going to get them motherfuckers and wear them because you got so many pair.
Yeah.
Share them shoes.
But she only can go down from this though. Like she ain't gonna get nobody at the level of money.
Okay,
what she can do? Who else left that she could probably?
Nah, I think this is what she can. How she can profit off the situation if she were to get on like Love and Hip Hop, something like that,
or what, like Hollywood Ex Wives,
None of them are.
Yes, they are.
No, some of them like Drea and people like that.
That was his wife. Oh, you talking about basketball?
No, like any of them shows. Like, none of them like be real wives to nobody.
The Hollywood exes
are wives.
Well, yeah, like Eddie Murphy, like R. Kelly. You right? Now that's probably the first show.
She bad though. Too.
I ain't seen R. Kelly ex-wife.
No, I'm talking about
Eddie Murphy
wife looked like a fucking
damn
pound puppy.
Come on, girl.
You know you remember pound puppies?
She was just here. She was just in St. Louis.
And she had a nice body, though.
She does.
Her body's banging, though.
She was at...
But she looks like... And her face looks like a pound.
She was teaching a pole dancing class.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it like... I guess a lot of women went?
I don't know. I didn't go.
No, he was talking about Eddie Murphy white
bad. Eddie Murphy white bad.
Yeah, she is nice. Nicole
her body,
Murphy.
She like 50. Then her 50 body banging like that.
Martin Lawrence ex-wife is on the new
season. Oh, this the new season?
Also.
Oh,
yeah. Sure. Never seen her in real life before.
She's okay looking. She ain't ugly.
She cool.
She okay looking. Chantel, man, is I know. Who can she come up with that we better than floor or at least equal par?
Is nobody really
50 Cent
doing this for?
Aside from like 50 Cent, Will Smith.
You talking about all class A motherfuckers?
Jay-Z.
Kanye. Already taken.
Yeah,
right, Kanye.
All niggas taken, basically.
Barack Obama. People like that.
No, he don't even make that much.
No, I'm sure he do offer speeches and stuff like that.
And that book, though, too, that...
Audacity of Hope.
And he had the second book that came out, too. That was a bestseller.
I will say she can go run a Chad, but she might get headbutted.
Chad ain't
got no checks.
Chad, right.
He ain't got
no money. Unemployed.
Oh, man, he unemployed.
Damn.
He been unemployed for almost damn near 2 years. Them checks drying up.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, they said what they say, man.
Years?
NBA players. Dog. They said 60% of them 4 years.
What's NFL? I think NFL is like 4 or 5 too, though.
Yeah, it's about the same, dog. It's crazy.
She can get with Deshaun Stevenson.
He ain't in the league, though.
I just saw something about a Dolphin, a Miami Dolphin.
Ricky Williams?
Yes.
He trying to coach.
No.
Deshaun Stevenson is coaching. LeBron.
He is?
I don't want to say he's like assistant coach. I don't know what team.
Was it Texas?
Back in the
Mentioning NBA players, though, before we go to break.
Deshaun Stevenson.
What did he do?
You hear that he tried to ask LeBron to make it happen for him to get him to Miami, even though he called LeBron overrated.
And that's when Jay-Z made that line about him, right?
Yeah.
No.
The worst is the song, but keep going.
Have y'all seen this though, that slasher they got of the current Steve Francis?
What?
No.
How he looks currently?
No.
Oh, man, dude.
He looks like
a
fall from grace, man.
He looked like a little dude from Thailand.
No, he looked like a dude that's been in a crack house for 3 months straight.
So you gotta show me these pictures, man.
Or heroin house, whatever, which way you wanna look
now,
at.
You know, and I'm not gonna go in on Steve, man, because Steve was definitely one of
Steve. Steve was. That's what I'm saying. Look at this, man.
I seen that picture already.
Yeah.
Stevie franchise, man. When you talk about a dude who Steve Francis was unfucked with a boy at one point.
Somebody got a crack pipe up to his face on a picture.
Nah, man. I'm
trying to be funny though. Put it.
Yeah, I ain't gonna say Steve out there like that, man.
No, dude, I gotta show you. It's a slideshow they got of him.
You probably want to type it in on regular Google and do it like that's the images right there. So yeah, but no, Steve Francis, man. It was at one point it was like Steve Francis, Baron Davis was like my two favorite point guards in the league. Like, they was look cold.
At his, look at
Steve
look,
Francis.
Oh, look at this. Here we go.
Steve Francis, Baron Davis, and Jason Williams. Them was, like, my three favorite point guards in the league. And Steve Francis, I mean, you know, shit. He ain't in basketball shape no more. Damn, Steve.
You changed it up real quick.
Oh, is Jason right here?
Yeah.
Oh. That's just a bad angle, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it?
Like he got punched in his eye a little bit.
Like, he looked like Busta Douglas.
No, I got more. It's more.
And Busta Rhymes.
He looked like he.
Yeah.
He's done.
Damn, Steve. Well, I mean, you know, I put like this, man. I don't know what's going on. And
I don't know what's going on.
I don't go
life,
in on nobody
know?
Like that, like especially in this situation.
Hold
because,
on, just him and Drake and all them.
Yeah. Because I don't know what's going on in nobody's life, man. Like, you know, he could be having health issues or anything. So right. Until a crack or anything, like, you can't say the man on drugs or nothing like
no,
that.
No, I didn't say he was. I said he looks like something
saying,
going on.
Somebody,
like something
somebody put a, posted a picture of a crack
pipe
with
him,
man. Yeah. So, nah, man. Salute to Stevie Franchise, man. We enjoyed you in your years in the NBA. We would like to see you hoop again, man. You ain't too old. You can still get in shape, man. If you ain't in
go
shape,
overseas, man.
Yeah, go overseas. I know you was in China. You had a stint over there where it didn't work out because you said you weren't. You said it yourself you weren't in shape, and you know you didn't want to go out there and not be in shape and kind of you know look bad. So man, get in shape, man. Get this shit together. Get out there, man. Go to China. Hoop. We want to see you out there on the court again. Stephon Marbury doing it. We want to see you do it.
All right, that's the end of our sports section, our sports ratchetness. We'll be back. Raw and all, it's coming right at you. Straight out of the low cast.
Check it out, y'all. Tony Stoka, what up, baby? D-Block reporting in, yeah. I don't know you or heard of you if you ain't do real shit. You just snack food like cashews and trail mix. About the 600 Benz, yeah, the champagne 6. That's the outsides, inside champagne. I'm real numb, I don't feel your man pain. I'm trying to stick up, 100 brick pickup. Sitting in the pickup, cock back one in the head of the blicker. Stick you like a sticker. I don't wanna meet you, know you, adapt you. Gun tape to the toilet when I play the bathroom. Come to the good green, they call me your vacuum. Come to a problem, nigga, they call me to clap you. Come to the money, baby, you know I'ma stack you. Sound like a rhyme, yeah, but shit is all factual. You fucking with a family man. Don't you ever cross the line where the family stand. Few shooters in the family van, some in the hoop, though. Me, I'm getting money with honey up in the coop, though. Flying on the highway, you get shot in my hood if you walk or talk sideways.
It's no real rhyme or reason, every quarter, every season. Flow get hotter, pretty bitches twisting up my treason. I keep on the knees, I do this with ease. I get my shine on and I ain't from Belize.
Up,
I ain't running from the D's, I ain't touching no keys. Maybe couple guns here, couple little P's. Sell it by the pound, make a couple little G's.
Yeah.
I'm a big dog, now get up off my nuts, you fleas. I still got the razor in my mouth, the hammer with the laser in the house. Computer with no mouse, touch screen. Every diamond on me cut clean. Chain swing, watch bezel, pine tree green. Yuck, chic flow nastiest. Let you fill up in the rest. You messing with the I'll be all in the hood, homie, and I don't wear. Who the fuck you niggas trying to impress?
Yeah. Too much clothes, I'm running out of closet space. Too much dough, running out of deposit space. Psycho kiss, yeah, I'm a closet case. The hardest bars, you stab the hardest bass. They don't worry me, I'm on top till they bury me. This is that inmate therapy. Good price, get you some nice work. Stomp a nigga out with the lubie, see if the spikes work. 10,000 in the bank to see if the dice work. Kidnap a nigga just to see what his life worth. I be in the trenches, sales on the benches. I know you see the cuts on the diamonds, princess. Young niggas doing all this dumb shit, senseless. Whole entourage full of Aries and Vinces. Play this, believe every word when I say this. That boy Jada's one of the greatest, greatest. Motherfucker.
Turn it up. Tony Toka. I said, I've been off the chain since I lost my brain. This franchise player has never lost the game. They say loss of sanity is the cost of fame. In that all-terrain rover that caused some change. I'm Philly bound on a turnpike crossing lanes. I'm all over like a shooter with awful aim. Pull up and crush it till they usher me off the stage. From the Boss Brigade, and we toss grenades. So give me death like the group home of Sharon Jones. Jam Boy Militia in it for life. Aaron Jones, I'm on top of the world, but I ain't there alone. Cause wifey with me with them Bugs Bunny carrots on. I'm in a
herringbone suit, I'm so baritone. I am never satisfied. Welcome to the terror dome of the greatest man alive, basically a miracle. Body slam the beat like I'm a killer, Chris Jericho. Switch up that scenario if y'all really hear me though. Excellent imperial, I do them something terrible. Shit that make your lady think of doing something terrible. When you slick as this and make the women wanna stare at you hard, they ask, who are you? I say I'm a marvel. Looking at these job turkeys, thinking I'ma carve you. I'ma hurt you if I catch you out here after curfew. Real niggas stand up, spend your money, argue. This time is for the uninvited. Somebody pocket got a gun inside it. Who catching laryngitis? Black door spit shit sicker than everybody. If you ain't already know, you finna hear about it.
Tony Todd, Tony Todd, Tony Todd. 50 MC. Let me show you what we gonna do with this.
My nigga Hunch took the homie package and stole all a nigga loot. Savage popped and made his cabbage swell up like a breadfruit. Money pissed on himself, smelling fishier than halibut. Then we skated, linked up with the bulls and boated back to Farragut. Passengers just know what time when we approach an actress, goody scavenger. The way we muscle niggas for this shit and boogie. Back to the gate, time to re-up, call a roster. Plot of jokes and package a nigga like turkey kielbasa. These dummy niggas can't play and get in this smart loot. Cause brute niggas are coming shot to blood clot, yo. Apparently when niggas don't know when to lay low and end up in situations where they split your baked potato, motherfucker. Best of the killers, them crushing the niggas. Bounce and deliver this message, you little messenger, nigga. And they dig in your eye socket with heavy duty needles. Trust me, nigga, you don't want no type of problem with them people. People.
Listen, little homie, it ain't smart the way you be walking around these parts. These niggas saute livers and ground beef hearts. To tell the truth, I don't know what you gonna do. Damn, but I'm hoping you get from around here, use your better sense of judgment. You don't really want it. Yo, you better fall back.
Watch me, J-Lo, look. It's not a nigga that I might fear. No, my project got a bigger buzz than Lightyear. Oh, why these phony niggas hit me with the ice grill?
Damn.
Come in right quick, hit you with that ice pick. If you know J-Lo, you know I'm on that fly shit.
Yeah.
Why I get my Louis dirty fighting for my side bitch?
Damn.
You better show me some respect. Bodybuilder flow, I only came here to flex. Shining on these hoes without a chain on my neck. You talking crazy, little homie, put your brain on the tech. Or tech on your brain.
On your brain.
Either way, the ending still stay the same.
Stay the same.
Yeah, ayy, I got a lot and I'm still trying to get more. Blow my candles out and I can't think of what to wish for.
Damn.
I remember back when I used to be piss poor. Anybody trying to take shit from me, I wrote this for. Yeah.
Listen, little homie. It ain't smart the way you be walking around these parts. These niggas saute livers and ground beef hearts. To tell the truth, I don't know what you gon' do. Damn, but I'm hoping you get from around here. Use your better sense of judgment. You don't really want it. But yo, you better fall back or else it's...
Take one for yourself, two for the team. One in the face, two in your spleen. Bruises and screams, eight in the safe, two in the jeans. Rugers and beams. If my dog's hungry, I'm a Uber canoe with a team. Nigga, I'm the wavy one that got the town spinning. I be on the mouse, pitching them curves for wild innings. Steal uranium to his cranium, pal, hit him. Temporarily left him with Down syndrome. Look, I'm the avatar with the Gannon palm, mixed with Farrakhan. Spitting bow and arrow atom bombs out my catalog. Smooth G, keep the swagger on. Kenny Lattimore, stay. See Lattisaw look alike on the tag along. Strong gal and they know that I'm the dope link. I got that roar that'll make a Johnny nose shrink. I brought the assmans to the hood moving snow racks. I give it when it's old back, have it ready or hold that.
Listen, little homie, it ain't smart the way you be walking around these parts. These niggas saute livers and ground beef hearts. To tell the truth, I don't know what you gon' do. Damn, but I'm hoping you get from around here. Use your better sense of judgment. You don't really want it. Yo, you better fall back, or else it's...
Check it. Yeah, shots, pops, gunners, gold 500s, box cutters, stunners, Glocks by the stomach, wine colored bullets, diamonds, it's like boogers. Forever hold a cooker, indulge in hookers. Cut holes like butchers, it's hard to overlook us, can't book us. Hard colas of bushes, blowing cushions, I'm with the thing low in the bushes. We push us, my horse some lookers, y'all some more lookers, I was born with this. 4-4 long, more like a trenches. Nigga, you light work, never been hard to lift. Move birds like partridges, blow cartridges. Marks are targeted, no LA Dodger in this. I'm off to where the margarine is, I'm barging in. Fuck where the margin is, I put a part in your wig that's larger than big. Then the part of the crib, this arm on the kids like it's part of my rib. You dig?
Listen, little homie, it ain't smart the way you be walking around these parts. These niggas saute livers and ground beef hearts. To tell the truth, I don't know what you gon' do.
damn. But I'm hoping you get from around here, around here. And use your better sense of judgment. You don't really want it. And yo, you better fall back, or else it's.
Now we have our special guests in the house tonight. Brandilyn, how you doing, baby girl?
I'm good. How are you?
Don't laugh at it. It's not funny. Now, the thing is, like I said, this is our segment of our show where we go into and just do our thing. Like, you know, you judge whether it's raw or no. You know? Oh, shit, my pacemaker went off.
You've been doing radio that long?
Yeah, you got a pacemaker.
That was a
no. Yeah, okay, with no to that. But I'm going to tell you this, baby girl, the thing is, this next segment, we usually go hard with this. Hard. So what we going to do? You know, we're going to go into it. I got my man D. Fry to my left. Teddy P. Don't laugh at it. Teddy P to my right. And Brand, baby girl. We're going to call her baby girl. You know, Letitia Campbell.
She getting
house
moist
party.
Right now, too.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
She getting moist right now.
I heard.
All right, welcome to another edition of Raw Now. We're going to jump right into it. Shelby. Love draw. Damn. I thought it was Shelby.
Shelby, you're right. Scroll up, Ren.
Look at that nice white Nubian queen.
All right, Ram. But DJ Reminisce.
He got it going down there, too.
Ram.
I was like, what type of mix is this?
Hey, man. Teddy, we're going to start with you. What you give it?
This kind of remind me of, like...
I only think of you.
This kind of reminds me.
All right, Brendan, let's go with you first, sweetheart.
This
kind of
reminds me of.
So what was that? Samantha. What was it? Tiffany. What was some of them teeny bopper singers we had when we was coming up, like a white girl?
I
like
was
this.
Trying to think of that, dog. But
you know what I'm talking about?
Tiffany,
like,
was one of them. When
Tiffany? Was her name just
was
Tiffany?
One.
Debbie Gibson.
Debbie Gibson. She like trying to be like a hood white girl, Debbie Gibson kind of.
Hey, anybody that ain't has not seen this video, her name is Shell Dash B.
S H E L.
B.
In this video, and I like the video because it's showing white people doing drugs.
I'm
going with no.
There's no gray area there. There's a no.
I'm gonna go against the grain here. I'm gonna give him a raw.
Why are you giving him a raw?
I mean, like I said,
man. White people doing drugs.
Right.
Like, you know what I was thinking about though. One thing we forgot though. Do you think it was a rap in here though? Towards the end.
The dude with the red jacket. I think he's gonna rap. Rim. Fast forward it a little bit. I'm gonna say fast forward at least to the 2 minute and 15 seconds.
Because I saw him sitting there posted for a couple of times. It seemed like he was.
And I was like, man, is he selling the drugs? But then I saw the white dude.
He might have been a drug dealer though.
He might rap.
Okay.
It's kind of racist.
You think I'm
that he's going
to
rap?
Oh, yeah, Brent, it was a little racist, but you good, though. Don't worry about it. You light skin.
I didn't say
you light skin.
I didn't say the F word.
Okay, this is one of those YouTube commercials. We finna cut this off, skip ad.
We apologize.
I can pretty much, let me see, scroll through.
Uh-oh.
Nah.
He's the drug dealer.
Nah. He ain't flowing.
It would say featuring.
He would say featuring. Or they could just not left him out because they ain't paying him enough.
Now, let me see. We gonna scroll through. Nah, I don't see him on here. Right. He ain't rapping. Okay, I was wrong on this. Okay. I was right
it
on.
Seemed like he was there in the lot though. Like
on the last video I called, I was on point. I said, I guarantee dude gonna start rapping. Random press play. He started rapping immediately.
Can I just say that y'all scored me for life with the last time I was here in the Raw and all?
Why?
Because that punchline that old dude was saying in that one song.
Well, who do we
have? Your jam.
Dope Man?
Yes.
Hey, well, he had a new single we put out.
I oftentimes like dream about that, and I hear that punchline.
What, bitch killer don't play? Bitch nigga don't play?
Yo, don't every song, man. No, really, every song, not just that song, every song, he don't come in for 2 minutes.
No, it's stupid. That's his brain. That's what I'm saying. That's how you know it's Dope Man.
What was it? Break it down.
Break it down when I'm breaking down.
I hear that. Yeah, y'all scored me for life. Thank you.
That shit's amazing. It is catchy as fuck for some reason.
All right, this one is an oldie but goodie. Or he looked like an oldie but goodie, but he's actually young. By Sir Charles Jones, Friday.
For all the workers that work 9 to 5. You want to party? Yeah. Hey, it's Friday. Let's party tonight. Party, baby, it's Friday. Yes, it is. Gonna party, and I'm gonna party and get my groove on. Get my groove on.
All right, cut it, Roman. Everybody getting sleepy. All right, let's go with you, Devon, first.
Gee, that's some good stepping music, yeah, man. I'm gonna give him a raw. Like, you know,
I'm gonna give him a raw too
because he young.
I like him with the fur coat thing.
Hey, the fur
what
coat.
Is that? What kind of, what is that fur though, or is that something else?
That's folded up hamsters.
So he ain't got a fur coat, he got folded up hamsters.
I never seen a white hamster
before. All right, this Teddy, what you got on it?
Hasbro.
Oh, they took down an Asian thing. Damn, okay.
Oh, they took it down?
They took it down, yeah. That was the one that was. Yeah.
Fuck!
What do you have on it, bro?
I give it a raw. He used to have a big following.
Oh,
like,
he did?
Yeah, like in the late 90s.
Yo, I'm gonna give that an in between.
Brand, you wouldn't step with me to that music.
Definitely.
Okay, what I'm saying.
But that doesn't mean it's raw. Like I didn't feel like he was Johnny Taylor.
Would you do it to that music?
Nah, Johnny Taylor maybe.
Okay.
But not Sir Jones and his hamster coat.
Folded hamster.
Folded hamsters.
It didn't make me happy.
Hey, what if a dude out there been collect? Oh man, this is straight up hamster hair, dog. Don't play.
The coat made a noise back to you.
Got this fucking ferret on.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if this is somebody commentating on or if this is the real thing. This is supposed to be Asian. Oh no, it is Asian Girls. Days Above Ground. This is their new song called Asian Girls.
My shit.
It's pretty racist, just to let you all know.
The girl there, the Asian chick is bad.
Bad as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fuck had a level.
It was a race. I was mad, but I mean,
shit, she cool. She don't look like old girl from Golden Child, but she alright.
She
old girl from
Golden watch
Child
it.
Was fine.
She keep cool. Looking at her.
Yeah.
Definitely was going her wrong.
Asian girl, she's my Asian girl. You're my Asian girl. Butt fucking all night. Korean barbecue. Bitch, I love you. I love your creamy yellow thighs. Ooh, your slanty eyes. I wish the year of the dragon. Ninja pussy, I'm stabbing. Asian girl. You're my Asian girl. You're my Asian girl. She's my Asian girl. It's my Asian girl.
Bad dog.
Oh no, she'd find it too.
Okay, I'm gonna say the song was pretty racist.
Racist as fuck.
I would say that. I think he did it as a parody.
What's worse, that she's dancing in it or that it's just racist?
I think the racist part.
Is it bad that she's actually dancing in it? Like I guess condoning it.
Yeah, but and I'm gonna say this, man. You know, I think the song itself was meant to be a parody. I actually do.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think it was meant to be no serious song. So, me, I actually thought it was kind of, I wouldn't have took offense to it. Cause I know they were being, you know, blatantly silly and stupid. But I could see how people would take offense to it. I take offense, but I also understand what they were trying to do with the song. So, I'm going to say that.
All right. What do you give on it, Brendan?
No. Hell no.
Oh, I say no, too. My fault, Brian. So I agree with you.
Thanks. No. We finally agree.
Why you say no?
Shit was whack.
It's just whack in general.
But, you know, that booty stuff ain't. I don't like it.
I didn't know. That made me think. I was like, so is that like a stereotype for Asian women that they just like the butt fuck?
You ever seen
really?
An Asian, you
well,
seen
Teddy,
an,
it's only one way to
an
find
Asian
out.
Girl with a big booty?
Say what?
You ever seen an Asian girl with a big booty?
On Vine today, I did.
Yeah,
So guess what?
What? You want the Asian with pinky?
Yeah.
She
likes that.
I'm talking about the chick.
If she has a big booty, she like anal sex?
Yes.
Really?
I don't know. I'm
just women,
a chick in general.
That's women, period.
So
but you know, Asians don't have butts.
Right.
Hold on. Stop it. So you're saying a woman has a big booty, they like anal sex?
Have you ever? Okay. Say you got a girl. You know she
Brand,
has a small
up.
Frame.
Stand up, Brand.
Don't worry about me over here, okay? So you last year she had a small frame.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
A year and a half later or so.
She got some ass.
She got a little booty on.
She went to Atlanta.
That means,
no, not necessarily.
That means somebody been hitting the good from the back.
Exactly.
But no, he talking about going through the dupe shoot.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, I'm talking about from the back, like just
doggy
style.
No.
Right. No, that's not true. I don't think that's
true.
I don't think it's true either.
I believe it.
There's a lot of chicks.
Is that not factual or this is Brendalyn's
hypothesis? It's not a Brendalism.
What is it then?
It's a fact.
Where can I get this facts from? Like, where can I Google that?
Daryl, if your big grown ass don't be playing Sims while you up here, this nigga Daryl playing Sims while he is in the basement. He trying to sneak and play to have a conversation. I seen him.
That's why he came in late off of Raw. Let's go to you.
He over here building community.
Right,
and shit.
Built the damn YMCA and had these two girls fighting out in front of it. On his Sims with his thumb.
Trying to talk. Talking about what can I, what, huh? What?
Right. What, yeah. What y'all say about what?
I'm over here thinking he tried to Google this shit for real.
No, no, he's building a community.
A YMCA for the Wilson.
No, my shit.
We're playing
anyway,
Sims.
No, anyway, no.
Get your Sims at. No, keep
Teddy,
going.
Teddy, what you got, man? Yeah. I've never heard this whole thing, Brendan's thing. Please, next big booty women, don't email us saying that you stop listening to the show, though, because we think you
because we think that you like anal sex. Yeah.
My views have nothing to do with those of the views of Straight Out Low Cash.
Well, Bren, you are actually.
I can be reached at BrendalynMarie@gmail.com if you are concerned.
Okay, I'll make sure I put your email in there as well, like, and put arrows down. Here, Teddy, what you thinking about Asian girl? You going raw though, right?
Yeah, ninja pussy, I'm stabbing.
Got you.
He said that?
There were so many great one-liners in this video. It's ridiculous.
Oh, my ninja pussy.
He said your creamy yellow thighs.
He did say creamy yellow thighs.
He did say that, and I love your slanted eyes.
He said, I love your slanted eyes. He said, who got the keys to the dragon? Ninja pussy, I'm stabbing.
Hey, why y'all playing? That shit funny, though.
I was dying that well first. I was like, dude, this is so fucking wrong.
Oh, man, that's so racist.
That's super racist.
All right, last one to Raw Nod submitted. Homeboy D Love Hall, he had entered the song, the nigga song, like nigga. And we kind of we dissed him hard on him.
Because
he
it was
a real full
song,
though, he had that he dropped that was.
It's just rap, because the last one was poetry, right?
It's a rap dude, and he's doing the poetry at the end of the song, though.
Okay, I ain't going to say we straight up dissed it, but we was
he
like.
Was like he was like, damn, y'all ain't show me no love. Hit me on Twitter, like, damn, y'all ain't show me no love. Damn.
All right, well. Because
y'all ain't let my shit go 20 seconds,
he said. But like this, man, I kind of expected a rap, and then when I heard the nigga. And then some bongos and some shit in the back. I'm like, okay,
little congas and shit, though.
What is a nigger?
Yeah, so come on.
All right, here we go. This is Bro featuring him, though. It's called Zone Out. I think R.O. is actually from Manchester, England.
Nice start to the video.
Gaslight on, looking for a sign. Only ones I can find are Quemini. Outcast it, cause a brother wouldn't lie. Tryna bounce on my lows, getting high. Stuck between rage and serenity. My lane called memory is thrown off Hennessy. Tryna figure out where I'm headed to. A few setbacks, a brother gotta make it through. My lease is up, I got laid off. Priceless songs, wish they paid off. I'm smoking two quarters, halftime. Told myself last time was my last time. Let this motherfucker burn slow. On the road to riches, where the turns go. No bill collectors, my girl's mouth. All cops harassing, zone out. Smoke another one. All right,
fast forward time, man. D Love Hall, you're in the maybe 3/4. His poem's pretty dope on this, too.
Do your demons become you? High off life.
just to expose. Elevation of the mind comes with meditation of time. Living a nightmare just to expose that you might care about the cloud that surrounds your existence. But cloudy visions don't always come from smoke. We take tokes only to inhale the possibility of change. The revolution has been ill-advised because each other we despise, forgetting how we picked the fabric of our lives. Bridging the gap between the limelight of the game and the rhyme stitched tight by a star. But I'm no guru, I'm just trying to be the glue between me and you. Peace. Piecing together cobblestones to form our own bricks, to build a new foundation set to forego struggle. Progress is a slow process, and the sands in your hourglass have halted. Look at what you started. A generational movement. Your future awaits. Your future awaits.
All right, let's go with Teddy first.
I actually kind of dig that, man. I thought the video production was nice. I like the little pieces in there, the props, like the typewriter and stuff. I like to do what dude was spitting. And your boy D Hall. It kind of, you know what's crazy? The way he was talking kind of reminded me of a little P-Funk.
It did. Mm-hmm. It do though. Dude, like you talking about like Star Child?
Yeah. So I'm gonna get it a rough.
We didn't miss Rim on all the Razzle Law. No,
that's because you too busy playing Sims, my nigga.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, building communities. Right, shit.
Rim, can you recap us what you thought about the Raw? No, so far. Then we're coming to this one. You ain't like none of them so far. This is all you gotta say.
Yeah. This one I give the Raw though. On this one, it was a good message with it, and video was cool too. So I go with Raw with this one.
Raw with this one. Yeah. Brendan, what you got on this one?
I go with a Raw. That was cool.
Javon said, after you done eating.
I'm going to give it a Raw, too, man. I thought it was pretty dope. I like to do the beginning. The poet. It was D.O., his name.
D-Love.
D-Love. I thought it was dope, man. So I'm going to give you a Raw. I like it.
All right. We going to go to break, and we will be back, and we will finish up a couple of topics and get out of here and strap low-cast.
Tony Touch. Don't ask me what's up with the hoes. I'm still working the kinks out. Love stinks, that explains all this anger that's spilling out. And I ain't chilling out. Got an Oscar, but I'm still a grouch. I use it as a doorstop and a prop for the broken leg for the couch. Yellow Wolf Shady, Tony Touch, Slaughterhouse. Yeah, the spot team about to break them fly swatters out. Go to hell in a drought, break ice waters out. Nice try, shorty wop. We can window shop. Jewelry store, but Christ, for that price, could have bought a house. Sides, only thing I ever had iced out is my heart since I started out. It's FYI, if you ain't knowing what, know what you wear. Nah, ain't going. Oh, wait, you want a date? Oh, well, in that case, ho, it's June 8th. Oh, and kinda like Beethoven composing a symphony of hate. So much hate woven into these Pepsi stitches, a bit straight sewing. Shit, I'm beginning to hate clothes, and I hate overalls, cause they remind me of hoes. For Christ's sake, they're shaped like an H. Whoa, and you know what else starts with H, though? Hockey. Shit, thought I had the place flowing. I hate to put you on ice, but you already had 3 periods in 60 minutes. Great going. Plus, you remind me of cocaine, ho. You're always in a mirror with your face, so I feel an urge to put you all in a line and chop you with a razor blade. Yo, wait, I'm an A-ho. Devil with a halo. Hell yeah, nail J-Lo. To the railroad? Say I won't. Better hope you can stay afloat when I take the wind out your sailboat. But I ain't playing, yo. Dope and shady, don't kid yourself. Bitch, you ain't even a baby goat.
Fucking on the Billie Jean groupie, but mystical like a Sufi. Know what the mentality is if I'm in the Jollibee and a Koofy. But do something to me, then I'm like, what's up? I'ma not give a fuck, nobody I can trust. Homie, I got the ups, homie, I got a bust. Follies, I'ma crush like Tony, I got the touch. Put him in the crush like crazy jiu-jitsu. Can't face me, it's a twister who hits you. Motherfucker, who you talking shit to? I can creep up on him in a long coat like a shih tzu. Boogie man, I'ma come and get you. Tell a bitch you look good that I wanna see him make a bounce. Make a bounce. In front of me while I be stepping on so I can be a pee. I feel a lovely, you're blowing on the ounce. On the ounce. You ain't gotta be ashamed for what you do for twist. Why? I wanna see you dance, but if you can't, then all you gotta do is this.
Already know what I came for. When I show up and feel ass niggas that'll pull up and blow up the goddamn game, bro. And I'm back with some new shit, trill ass true shit. Nah, this ain't more with the same old what? Whack shit that you heard that other jackass bit. Fuck that sucker nigga, he a lame hoe. I'ma ride for the city I'm from. I know you can't do what I done. Got hands, don't need no guns. So when I come through, watch fuck boys run. Right off the top, straight off the rip. I one and two, you then bust your lip. Damn. And if I see you reach for your hip, then guaranteed I'ma leave with an empty clip.
Hold up.
Better know trill niggas don't slip.
Slip.
And the brand new bows don't slide. Waiting on me to fall off. Don't hold your breath, you're in for a long ass ride.
Right.
And you know I'ma represent that Lone Star State, that's where I reside, and that's where I'm from. That's what I'm about. Them candy cars and that buck hide, and them 84s that's poking out. Chromey blades, that's on the chop. Push a button and drop the top, then I drop the fifth, and that trunk it pop.
Get pop, baby.
Now that right there's called Southern Exposure. So sit back and enjoy the show while we blow switches of Doja until we bounce.
For the drama with body armor up under Louis Vuitton farmers. Still trapped in the 80s, dapper damn crazy. Tan Mercedes whipping past the traffic jam, baby. 100 grand wrapped the rubber bands, niggas straight cheese, it's me.
Coming from Queens. Coming from Queens.
Welcome back, Stroud, Locat. We are back. We are back. Well, I got one question before we go into this, though. Why is it, though, that people don't believe black people when they say they see ghosts and shit, though, but believe white people, though? When they see ghosts and aliens, too.
How many like, niggas do you know that be like, oh, I seen a ghost?
You said an alien before, though, right, Javon, right?
No, see, Daryl, you make me sound like I'm fucked up.
See, now you don't want to admit it.
I said, this is why I said I've seen a UFO.
Right, that's what I said, alien, UFO.
It's not necessarily,
it's not necessarily
okay, alien. But I'm saying, but people in general, because you black, you say that, they'd be like, oh, that nigga Javon bullshit. But if a white dude told you, they'd be like, man, he might be telling the truth.
No, I'm saying, like.
Where did you see this alien? Were you high?
Drunk? I don't care.
You don't see her.
Okay, so, were you drunk?
No, I wasn't drunk at all. This was an orb, like a ball floating in the sky. Okay. Man, I wasn't the one to see it, so, you know.
It was some Unsolved Mysteries type shit.
Two different times, though. Like, okay. one time, me, dang, I don't want to be incriminating myself.
Nah, don't do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to incriminate myself. Mm-hmm. But it happened late night, looking up at the stars.
Laying on your back. Okay.
I wasn't on my back. But, yeah. So, you know.
Hey, that nigga ain't stop. He was like, the fuck is that?
Oh, well.
Yeah, I'm saying it happens, though.
You should have called Unsolved Mysteries. They could have figured out what it was for you. They could have reenacted it and shit.
Brian, that mug was too... I'm talking about that mug was so high up in the
Who
earth.
Who would they get to reenact Javon, though, for Unsolved Mysteries, though? She said they're going to reenact the scene.
David
though.
West.
Shut up!
That's what they used to... That's what everybody said
Javon
look like.
So David West to be a cameo on as you, Javon?
Man, get your ass out of here.
No. But there's a family in Houston that says that their house has been high. I know they've got people that came out... like the Ghostbusters and all that, and say like, yeah, they have some spirits there, but everybody in the town laughing at them and stuff, and Houston saying that they crazy.
So
watch it be a fucking plantation house or some shit.
So can I ask y'all a question first? Mm-hmm. Maybe y'all talked about this
on
a previous show. Y'all went to go see
The Conjuring
together, right?
No, I didn't.
Y'all, okay. How was that for you?
Conjuring was good. It was a good scary movie. When people say they were walking out of the movie theater, all that kind of, I thought that was kind of like over.
I mean, I felt like it was only scary because it was true story. And that demon was ugly as hell.
Well, this is what I say on that. There's really no law against saying based on a true story.
Right.
So I could put Iron Man 3 out, 4 out, based on a true story. But there ain't no law saying,
I mean,
like,
it didn't bother me, but I was just wondering like how you felt about it. I was just more scared of when that ugly ass thing popped up on the screen.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
I didn't like that.
Trying to think. I got grabbed. I did get grabbed.
Okay.
It was my homeboy. He was sitting like on the other side of him. He was like, hey, man. I said, hey, bro, this ain't the type of movie you grab on
did
the
you say, man. Did you say, bro? Did you say,
bro? No, I said, hey, fool. I brought back. Nah, but the movie was good, though.
Okay,
you know,
I was just wondering. I mean, because you never really see like a movie like based on black people.
I think that you know what? That might take now for real. Like Tale from the Hood. Remember that was out?
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
That was
black
good.
Folks in it.
This is true. I didn't think that was meant to be scary. That was more so meant to be like ignorant to me.
Yeah.
Ooh, welcome
shit.
To the terror.
Ooh,
you know,
Lordy.
Yeah, Lordy. And you know he a coon. Lordy. He always play a coon anyway.
Who?
Clarence Williams.
You think so?
Yes.
And you remember
his bet?
He thought my Lordy.
Lordy.
Lordy. Lordy. Oh,
yeah, that's what
oh,
he did.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy.
Chicken show is good.
Ooh, the shit, sir.
Chicken show is good.
Yeah, he always.
Chicken show is good. Mm.
Okay. I was just wondering. You know, you never see niggas in Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, because we don't believe nobody if they ever told us that.
No, I don't think it's a belief thing. I think it's just like
just keep it to themselves.
Well, nah, black people just get the fuck
move.
Up out of there. Like,
okay,
we're not gonna
how
wait
you
until
doing? You okay.
So
you can have
there was
this
a
house.
Girl that we went to school with that actually said her house was haunted.
Yeah, there's
a couple of I know said some shit. Now this is my homeboy gonna say, and I think he really took it over. You talk about ghosts and you got that one person that kind of take it like. Over where you can, like, it's a level that you can believe. Like, somebody was like, man, a fan in my house and a light cut on by itself. And, you know, no explanation for this shit. Like, you can believe that. Now, this true story, my one homeboy said, man, my grandmother had just died, man. And, like, you know, it was just crazy. Because, like, you know, he said the power had went out and stuff, came back on. We was walking around the house. And, like, in her spot in the kitchen, you know, was a full glass of milk and a sandwich that was bit off of. Like, my grandmother drinking milk, eat sandwiches. I was sitting up real life.
Anybody could do that. That's not special.
No, I'm saying, like, You know how you feel? I'm going to feel insulted. Like, I can't believe he would sit here and tell me this with a straight face that his grandmama ghost came back.
Drank some milk
and ate a motherfucking sandwich. did she wrap the bread back up after she made her sandwich? Did she put the top back on the milk after she made her sandwich?
Keep it fresh.
Yeah, I'm like, that's why I got kind of offended a little bit. I'm like, okay. Now, I done had some scary shit happen to me before, for real. I can't explain it. But now I tell y'all what happened. It was me and my homeboy on the phone. This when, like, I was in transition to get in my apartment, so I was with my father, and I was like staying in my father's crib. And me and my homeboy in the kitchen. This when the Exorcist 2, the Return. What is it? It was another Exorcist that came out, right?
Yeah.
You talking about the remake?
Exorcist of Emily Rose. When did that come out?
Shit, 2005
or something.
Nah, not that early.
It had to be that early. It was one of them Exorcist movies that came out, because me and my homeboy was on the phone talking about it, and I said, man. I was like, man, have you seen that movie, that new Exorcist movie? He said, no, I don't go see that kind of stuff because that brings spirits and stuff. And he's like, man, I'm telling you, because he in the church and stuff.
Right.
This is exactly what I said. I said, man, you stupid, nigga. I said, ain't no motherfucking movie going to bring no spirits around you from being in a movie. Man, I promise to God, I'm telling y'all this on earth. I'm telling y'all on earth. Dude, the microwave came on by itself when I said that. I'm talking about right when I said, dude, you stupid. I said, ain't no way. No, and I still don't know if it's really true, but I say ain't no way no motherfucking spirits gonna bring no spirits, my dog. You stupid. The microwave said it came on, and I don't know if my father had faulty electric wiring, but I've been over top plenty of times before. They had never in my life happened before, and so instantly I promised the guy this the next conversation. I said, man, you seen Bruce new comedy show? That mother, like, I had to go and talking about something different.
I
had to cut the microwave off. I got scared. Then I'm like, you know, the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. That's what happened to me right in that moment. I'm like, dude, so I couldn't explain it. I still can't to this day.
I mean, I'm trying to think. You know the girls too that we went to school with.
Who?
I don't make. She was in my class. Jamie Wayner and
I remember Jamie Wayner
and her half sister, whatever, Angel.
Yeah, I remember Jamie Wayner.
So I don't know. I remember them coming and telling me one time that they was moving, and I was like, "Why y'all moving?" She was like, "Dude, our house is haunted." I was like, "Man, come on, Jamie."
I heard about that before.
Right, and she was saying that. I was like, "What you talking about?" She was like, "Nah." She's like, "For real, Ted." She was like, apparently, like, spirits and stuff are like attracted to young females, or like the energy of young women, and shit like that. So, I don't know if they're easier to possess or whatever. But she
not
was going
true.
To, so, this is what she said. So, she said that they had to replace, like, all the mirrors in their house because one day they went upstairs and they had an attic. And they were up there playing. And I don't know what the fuck they was playing with or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But they said they went downstairs. Everybody was downstairs eating dinner. All of a sudden, they heard all the shit upstairs break. Like, you know, and it's in the attic. Ain't shit up there. So they said they came upstairs and it was like one mirror, like sitting, like it's one of the like the stand mirrors, like that you can like spin. And they said they were just sitting there looking at like all the other stuff that was upstairs from their first move. They said they just watched it and this thing started like it was like rocking like somebody had been there. It stopped and all of a sudden, forcefully, she said it went forward like somebody just like tipped it over and it broke. They said everybody just ran out of the house.
I leave.
Yeah.
You got to leave.
Yeah, you got
to You leave. Have to get out. With some shit. I don't care if a hair dryer fall off if I'm looking at it. I have to. I got to. I can't be there no more, man. For real.
Yeah, you got to go. It is nothing you can do about that.
But that's dope. I think I need to do that, man. Make a scary movie with black folks in it. Like, but see, the thing, though, man, with black folks in scary movies, I don't know if it's going to lag. Like, white people, at least y'all be like, oh, my God. What's going on here? Y'all run upstairs. Oh, my God. Black people, we hear one noise. Be like, all right, come on, y'all. Go, let's go. It'll be the end. The movie be over with.
Credits
start rolling up. The killer would have been. And it'll show who the killer would have been. They don't even have a real name. Like, starred as the killer. It'd be like, this is what the killer would, his name would have been. So, yeah, man. I think, you know, they need to make a scary movie with black people in it. But let us go through the whole, let us be black in the movie. Like, let some black shit happen where, like, somebody be like, man, hold on, man.
It can be like,
somebody got to say, man, your dumb ass believe in ghosts. Like, you have to say that, and then something got to happen.
And it could be like Poltergeist. Like, y'all remember that first Poltergeist where they tried to move?
Didn't have everybody dying in, but it was
In the first Poltergeist, they moved.
But I'm talking about, like, real people in real life.
No, that's what I'm saying. They moved. The real people in life moved.
No, I'm talking about the people that played
Listen
the
to what I'm saying,
Daryl.
They moved, and the fucking thing followed them. To every apartment.
I thought that was Amityville Horror.
No, it was no. It happened in Poltergeist too.
Yeah, Poltergeist. Oh, okay.
The real one.
The real one. Yeah, okay. They moved out the house
so
because they
based on a real story too.
Yeah, because it was built on some fucking the Native American burial grounds.
So that was true.
You're not supposed to watch it like that.
Why not?
Because the demons, they bring spirits. All right,
yeah, we're going to talk about Tupac next album.
I'm going to give you a It does, though, for real. Like, stuff like that, like the exorcists and stuff like
and
that, they say that it brings the spirits. Like, my mom would not watch movies like The Exorcist and The Omen and all of that.
I think the girl from The Exorcist, didn't everybody in that, like, a lot of people die?
No, but The Exorcist was... The original story is from St. Louis. It was a boy.
Yeah, it was a guy.
But a lot of the people, it wasn't nearly as like that.
Because the
it was on that level a little bit.
Teddy, I saw it on the History Channel. The story I saw on the History Channel. The dude,
me and Daryl were taught by the priest that worked with the other.
Okay, well, did he say the bed was float? Did he say the bed came off the ground?
Nah.
That on the History Channel, they said the bed came off the ground. And if it's the same priest. The same part on the History Channel said, he was saying stuff that didn't happen. He said the head didn't do a one.
No, we know that. I mean, we know that.
He said we came in the room and the bed started jumping. He said it wasn't jumping like 2 inches off the ground. He said it was like 3 feet off the ground. Boom, boom. Like, you can't explain that, dog. You cannot explain that.
No, I'm not trying to explain it. I don't fuck with
man,
that.
Man, I don't want to even talk. Man, hey, Rim, you got some new... What are as far with your beats? Like, I'm saying, like, you making some new music lately?
Since we talk about we could change the subject.
Get me.
We ain't going to the damn topic, though.
No, I think we should... I think y'all can Google it. It's a bossup. Yeah. Look, I live alone, okay? And I hear things.
Name you stay overnight.
You gonna play? Yeah. At least let's play this. We're gonna play this, and then we're gonna go on to the next. Cause this is the news clipping of the I guess the stuff that went on, and we're gonna play this for you, and that way y'all can kind of get a feel for. I'm scary. I ain't gonna lie. Yep. So we going into this news clipping real fast. Check
I'm glad
this out.
I'm not alone.
Don't keep that stuff in your house.
Yeah, exactly. Scary movies, none of that. Right. Only scary movie I got in my house is
Haunted House.
You probably
won't want to visit because it's reportedly haunted.
Yeah, but not everyone believes in ghosts. However, Angela Rhodes says she's seen enough to scare
Stop
her.
Stop it.
She called in a couple of specialists.
I got
something Sherry Williams.
Remember when they had the Jordans in Houston? That's the same dude that was interviewing the people outside the Jordan, between the Jordans, the Concords. That dude on the left, the same dude that he was like, they all out here. He was like, ha ha. Remember he kept laughing. That's the dude on the left. Same dude. Remember when the Concords, the dude interviewed the people, and he was like, I'm part of the Get Money team and everything. We just out here trying to get money. It was one of our first episodes.
You remember.
He ain't not saying
that
it didn't happen. He just said he don't remember.
Damn, D. They gonna punch me in my motherfucking mouth.
Go ahead. Let's go. Opinion. This house in Northeast Houston has a reputation.
Spooky, creepy. Something is going on in there.
Angela Rhodes inherited the house from her parents, but she won't live here. She refuses to be alone in the house, even in the daytime.
If I come in here, I can be doing something like something that's falling me.
I'm Yvonne. This is John.
Hi, how are you doing?
She called in John O'Dell, whose day job is selling art, and Yvonne Tolman, a former carpenter. The two from Pasadena have been paranormal investigators for 20 years.
When my sister moved out, she says she always heard kids running in this hallway.
Rhodes had plenty of strange reports, like seeing bathroom flames that did not burn anything.
This bathroom should have burned.
Rhodes allowed these family friends to move into the empty house a few weeks ago. Soon they started seeing things too.
A cup just flew from the microwave to the sink.
They keep on getting random other people to move in there. You keep on like, when I lived here, and then they get another
family. That's what you do though. So people don't know you fucked up. People don't think you fucked up. They like, okay, we know you. We thought you were, but you got your shit together. Yeah, we scared too.
Right.
Keep playing.
Yeah.
Middle of a microwave, there's something saying leave.
The EMF detector, it checks electromagnetic frequencies.
The ghost hunters asked everyone to leave the house and then spent 3 hours investigating using special recording devices. This is one of the recordings they shared afterward.
Is Angela's mother here?
You recognize that voice?
I really did when she first played it, yeah.
And who did that voice sound like?
It sounded like my mother. Her name is Margaret.
We call her Cookie.
Angela's mother died in the house 14 years ago, but investigators say her spirit is not alone here.
You're scaring the family that lives here.
Really? Wow.
And they played this. Then came pictures of orbs.
Spirit-wise, if they don't have enough energy to actually show up like as a full body apparition, a lot of times this is what they can do. That's all they can do.
Outside, the ghost hunters say they captured more than orbs.
Oh, that's a scary one.
And back inside, they say they caught this in the hallway.
Okay, that's green.
I heard a bark.
That's a bark.
There were no doubts among these true believers, but where was harder proof? Like video.
Video is the holy grail of ghost hunting. If you catch that, it's very unlikely. It's a fluke most of the time. It's the optical. It's so hard to catch it.
Whatever it is that needs to be gone, needs to be gone.
In the name of Jesus.
Rhodes has had the house blessed.
We're going to invoke the Holy Spirit.
Twice.
What you're seeing is real. It happens. We have to figure out the best way to deal with it and live with it, because some of it is going to be here, but some of it can be removed.
Family friends return to the house and say they feel better.
I feel more comfortable, but spirits are real for the people that think spirits are not real.
Like an open.
Rhodes feels better too, but she fears it's only temporary.
I still feel is that bad spirit is still there somewhere waiting to do whatever it wants that it's here to do.
Sherry Williams, KHOU.
All right, Drew, what you got on this?
Man, that shit is scary, dude. I believe in ghosts. And, you know, so that kind of stuff, I believe it. People throwing cups. Man, please.
Brenda, you believe in ghosts?
I do. And that's only because, like, I've heard so many, like, stories of, like for real, that are believable.
Right.
Like, when I was born, I was told that, like, my great-grandmother was sitting on the side of the bed looking at me.
Physically she was there?
Like, she
was alive?
Like, no, she was dead.
Oh.
And my grandmother said that when I was born and I was, you know, I was a baby or whatever, that she saw my grandmother sitting, on the side of the bed looking at me. Yeah, it's a little creepy. Like, that just sent, like, for real, chills down my spine.
Go ahead and say it, Rim.
Y'all know, like, my belief in God or whatever, but and I can show y'all scriptures on it, too. Like, it's no such thing as ghosts.
Right.
It's apparitions.
But demons, it's a difference. Once you...
All right, well, yeah.
You don't think that's a good thing. Like, there's
no such thing as ghosts. And if y'all believe, I mean, this from coming from the Bible. Like, once you die... Wherever you go, if it's the good
place.
What about an angel,
though?
Once you pass, you cannot contact. It's no contact.
Yeah, you don't know who is who either.
But if you research it in the Word or the Bible, it tells you that demons can transform to basically mess with you. Like, you know, your grandmother died. They can come in appearance to look like their grandmother, but they can't come and they can't look all the way.
So it'd be something
that's why
different.
That's why you, in the movies you might see like, oh, that's grandma.
And then they look long, distorted. Like
that's why they have to be deformed.
Yeah,
they have to be formed.
But all right. So now what you say, Brian?
I think that's probably my cue that it's time for me to go.
Yeah, I think so too.
What you got on?
Teddy already said a story already about what happened with the mirrors.
Well, yeah, my belief. Like,
it's the next subject.
Right.
Some Stevie J, Terrence Howard.
Oh, man.
Let's move right along. Yeah. That's enough
for
that.
What a good transition. we're going to transition.
But I will say Patrick Swayze was a good ghost.
Dang right, he was.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He was a good ghost.
That's what a friendly ghost.
Patrick Swayze. And I wish he would have did a movie with Terrence Howard. But transition.
Exactly.
Terrence
moving along.
Howard.
Yes.
Dang, right.
Look, I got a Today Teddy made my day. He sends me a message. And all I saw was Terrence Howard. I didn't see the whole thing. And I knew I had to immediately click on it because I knew it would change my life. Terrence Howard's ex-wife saying that he used to put their hands on her and used to do a do-si-do on her ass.
I didn't know he was married.
Yeah, he's been married to her twice, two different times.
It's a white woman.
Yeah.
She's not. Do-si-do. I mean, she's not even cute.
Dosey dope. I'm not even gonna let y'all talk first before
in the defense of Terrence
baby
Howard.
Baby wipes.
And I'm definitely
AKA baby wipes.
Whatever. I'm a domestic violence advocate. I'm all for keep your hands to yourself, you know. I don't believe her.
Why don't you believe her?
For one, she looks like she might be nuts.
Is they married now?
No, so they're recently divorced, and apparently they were on a reunion trip or something. But she said a while back that he beat her up, and nothing ever came of that.
Yeah, that doesn't happen to domestic women.
No, I don't believe that. If she was as messed up as she said she was, then why they didn't arrest his ass? They didn't do nothing to him. So she actually was put into a hospital, into a mental facility, and they diagnosed her with paranoia. And he was on E! Today. E! Is the only outlet that he's done an interview with. Mm-hmm. And he said that he never put his hands on her. He hopes that she gets the help that she needs. That's just not how he rolls. I believe him. I don't see Terrence Howard as being
that kind of guy.
A woman beater.
I'm going to go ahead. And this is going to be a first Australia low cash first. I actually believe Terrence Howard. Can y'all believe that? Can we get an applause or something?
Oh, you do believe him?
Oh, yeah, man. Believe
what?
He is right.
But earlier you said
I was just talking
he
shit.
Was a woman beater.
I just wanted it to be true because I don't like him.
You be women?
No. Okay. I just think I don't like him.
I'm just saying. Just
AKA baby wipes.
Kind of short.
But I do believe Terrence Howard didn't beat on her, though. I'm going to say that.
Yeah,
I don't believe he beat on her. But it was funny.
I think she's trying
to
play off the first accusations of, you know, like,
just trying to
push
it.
If I say it again, they're going
to
believe me.
Yeah, and she apparently went to court with a nasty black guy.
Oh, you're talking about like something fresh.
Like something fresh. And he was like, I just really hope that, you know, she gets the help that she needs. Me and my son took her in. We were trying to help somebody that really needed more professional help than we could provide.
Damn. Now, when somebody tell you that she needed more professional help than we can provide, that means like, okay, we tried. Now let God get her. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's that level.
Yeah.
You can't do nothing else no more. She gonna need to talk to God. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe she might be a little crazy. I don't know. I don't really have a take on this situation. You know, I'm always against violence against women.
Teddy,
so
what you got?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he did it.
Yeah.
Nah.
I mean, it was funny though. It still was definitely. Funny.
I know it made your day.
It made my day.
He
man.
Didn't even
no,
hit them hoes.
And I ain't put my hands on a man.
Yeah, he didn't even hit
no
them
hands,
hoes and hard
man,
out here
no
for a
hands.
Pimp. He wasn't putting no hands on nobody.
No hands, man. No hands.
Ridiculous.
Do it with no hands.
Hey, right.
Whoa. We already got in trouble on the episode of Bruh.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
What?
Now, did you just not know that there's me that says that on that song?
I didn't know that. But I.
Don't
for
say
real?
It. Don't say it again.
All right, I won't.
Thank you.
Let's talk about ghosts again.
yeah. All right, well, we're going to get ready to wrap up another edition of Stroud Low Cash. Brendan, thank you for coming back on again.
Thank you for having me. You know, y'all need some balance
look,
around here.
A high five. Give me a high five. Boom.
Like I couldn't this. Do that with no hands.
Nah, you need hands to give a damn high five.
Keep hitting us up at the iTunes reviews on iTunes. Subscribe to us on Stitcher. Send us emails at straightolc@gmail.com, as well as a Facebook fan page, all that good stuff. Join in on some of the action. We got some good stuff going on over there. Shout out to Tim Evans, Ronald Honaker. I'm missing some cats over there. Be holding it down in the Facebook fan page.
Can we title this show Comment View Beef?
Want to end it off with a rant, and then we can make it.
He just ran it.
You know what?
We should call it Comics and Ghosts.
Comic View
Casper the Friendly Ghost, and we call it Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Or something. I just want
the
man
just fucked up everybody in podcast world all the time. Damn man, I thought that motherfucker was a good ghost. Though. Right. That motherfucker.
Man, I knew his shoes looked different.
I know he ain't like Jordans though. Yeah. He wore young Air Yeezys.
Well, no, I think I'm gonna take us out. Not even a rant. Like I said, this ain't a rant.
Let everybody else get their sign.
My fault.
Let everybody know where they hit you up at.
60SECMARITHON.
Rim, let everybody hit you up. What you got anything coming up?
DJ Reminisce 10@gmail.com.
All right. Brendan, and once again for everyone, for they can harass you instead of us.
I know, right? BrendanLynnMarie.com is the website. BrendanLynnMarie. And it's the same on both Twitter and Instagram. Y'all can hit me up.
Okay. Somebody hit me up on Twitter, though, too, saying that, like, Brendan and Dick Game chemistry is someone they must have had an affair before, and I just didn't even acknowledge it.
Now, why are you lying?
I'm not lying.
Did they tag me in that?
That nigga did make a whole fictitious story up.
But then said they tagged me in it.
They tagged you in it.
And I never saw that mention.
It's a whole bunch of mentions. I didn't mention you, and you ain't never hit me back.
Okay, let me.
Don't let him turn into Terrence Howard. Chill out, Daryl. All right. Oh, you gonna remember? You gonna remember? All right.
Whatever, man. Javon, you this is don't.
All right, I'm Javon Bibbs.
You going out?
At JOVANBIBBS on Twitter.
You going out?
We going out with
take
this
it,
rant.
Take it home.
What I'm saying is, it's impossible for Comedy View to air and not have anybody from St. Louis on there. I'm just saying, East St. Louis, St. Louis, we have some of the funniest people, some of the funniest humans on Earth, planet Earth, Midwest, East Coast, West Coast. Now, I know one of us, at least one of us, and I smashed that in my auditions. Willie Lynch did, Hot Sauce did a great job, Carmen, Arvin, everybody did a good job. So, why, and I know some people that's on there that you know that are very funny. And that, you know, should have been on there. But I know some people that weren't on there.
That are trash, though?
Me? I ain't gonna necessarily say that, but I'm going to just say this. I know some people from St. Louis that are deserving of a spot on Comedy View. Some people, even if, and I don't care if it's one, and it don't have to be me. I'm going to say exclude me. Matter of fact, I'm going to just take me out the equation. Pick somebody besides me to be on Comedy View that's from St. Louis. Because St. Louis is funny. We represent. And I don't think that it's almost impossible for y'all to tell me that wasn't nobody from St. Louis funny enough to be on Comedy View, unless you're saving us for next season, and that's cool too. But you know, this season I think we need to be seen on Comedy View. St. Louis, stand up! Shout out to all the people that auditioned, but you know, we need to be on there. Arvin, Carmen, Jesse Taylor, who else auditioned? Willie Lynch Jr.
Carmen Barton.
Yeah, I said Carmen Barton, Arvin Mitchell, Willie Lynch Jr., Brandon Hot Sauce Glover, Javon Bibbs. Out of those names I just named, Jesse Taylor, out of those names I named, somebody needs to be on Comedy View this season. They start taping next week, so by the time y'all hear this, it's going to be taping. So, you know, it's all good, but just shoot them an email for me. But that's it. I was just ranting.
We'll be back next week. Straddle Cash.
Don't. Straddle Cash.